My dad is furious that my mom slept with other people in an open marriage he wanted. Turns out the business my dad is running is owned by mom. Get him back, get him back, get him back. Oh, it's escalating. It's escalating. Oh, there's another update. There's another update. Oh, we're going. We're still going. Okay. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Delulu Canoe Podcast. I am your host, Dare Taylor, and so many of you last time we did this Am I the A-hole reading enjoyed it that it went viral, not only here on YouTube hitting over 15,000 views, thank you all very much, but also on Instagram. Not only did the reel go viral with over 500,000 views, but the trial reel is sitting at 600,000 views. So many of you clearly enjoy my transatlantic accent, sitting here in my Catherine Delish robe, drinking my Diet Coke out of a glass. We're really fancy over here in the Delulu Canoe. Normally, I have a producer that sits in here with me, and we read these together. But because you all liked it so much when I did this last time, we're going to be doing it again. We're going to be playing the same game as before. Shall we madurder them or shall we not madurder them? The scale is very simple. They either do something so atrocious that we must madurder them in our Catherine Delish robes. Also, this is not sponsored by Catherine Delish. I just really love the robes. Or shall we let them off the hook because they're a good husband or a good partner? The scale is not very vast. It's only two options. So let's get started with this first Best of Redditor update story. He wants to call off my divorce because my cancer treatment was successful. It's not looking good. I already put him in the madurder category. But here we go. When I was diagnosed with testicular cancer, whoa! Already off the bat, Opie is a guy. Opie is a man. I thought the genders were reversed. I'm the worst. Okay, lock back in. Lock back in there. When I was diagnosed with testicular cancer, he filed for divorce because he said it would be too much to take care of me. In my province, you have to live separately and apart for 1 year before a divorce is granted. Since he left, I've had surgery and chemotherapy, and my last checkup shows no evidence of disease. When he found that out, I don't know how, he applied in court to withdraw the divorce application. He told me we can stay married since I'm no longer sick and was actually shocked when I blocked the divorce withdrawal petition through my own lawyer. I don't want to be married to him after what he did. Ooh, this one's juicy. Okay. It was wrong for me to assume that OP was a woman. It sounds like this is two men, which is delightful. I like this. What do we think? Should this other person be madurdered? Honestly, I would. This is awful. He was like, I don't want to take care of you. And then was like, oh, wait, you're okay? You're fine? You're good? I withdraw my wanting to divorce you. That is awful. That is awful. Like, in sickness and in health. Like, does marriage mean nothing anymore? Does marriage mean nothing? I don't know. What do you... I'm thinking madurder. I'm thinking, like, buy divorce. Keep on it with the divorce. Which it sounds like OP is already doing. Let's read on. Update, March 7th, 2026, 3.5 years later. My divorce was made final yesterday. It's over. 4.5 years of hell and being in limbo, and now it is over. Last night was probably the best sleep I've had in years. Maybe only 1 second to the day I was told there was no evidence of disease. I feel like shouting from the rooftops because I'm free. I was diagnosed with testicular cancer on August 30th of 2021. 7 days later, my ex-husband told me he was leaving me because it would be too much to take care of me and he didn't sign up to be a nurse. When I had my first appointment with the oncologist a few days after my diagnosis, I was given a warning about men leaving their spouses when there's an illness. But I never thought it would happen to me. Every person in my support group who was married to a man had it happen to them too. It was eye-opening. I spent almost a year going through treatment. I had surgery, I had chemotherapy, and it almost killed me. But in August of 2022, I was told there was no evidence of disease. I don't know how he found out, but when he did, he wanted to call off the divorce because I had gotten better. He was absolutely shocked when I moved forward with the divorce and did everything he could to drag it out. I'm so glad the court finally saw through his games, and now the divorce was made official. 4 years and 6 months after he left. I haven't seen or spoken to him in years, and I don't plan on ever again. Still no evidence of disease. I got a great new job with the provincial government, and I'm planning a vacation for my 40th birthday. And most importantly, I'm free. Good on you, OP. Good on you, OP. Man, I'm so proud of you. You pushed through it. You succumb. You succcame. You got through it. Yeah, and you divorced him. It took a long time. He really drug it out, which is insane that it took that long. But wow. Yeah, I think Madurter, the husband, which is now an ex-husband. But let's see what some of the comments say. First top comment right here. Oh, wow. So men do this to other men, not just to women. Would you have left him if he'd gotten cancer? And OP says, no, never in a million years. The thought that someone, including me, would leave when their spouse got sick never even crossed my mind. When I had my first appointment after my diagnosis, and I was warned about men leaving their spouses, I thought they were mistaken and just plain wrong. I was humbled a few days later. Oof. Oof. Another top comment is, happy you got rid of both cancers. That one's devilishly delicious. Oof. I love it. It looks like all of the comment section is really agreeing with us here. But yes, it is very fascinating that I initially, upon first read, thought that that was a man leaving a woman. So this is, it's very interesting to see that, it's not gender inclusive. Happens to everyone. Oof. Here we go, everyone. My husband is going to unalive me. What if we beat him to the punch? Let's keep reading. My husband and I have not been together long, admittedly. It's only been 4 years. Other marriages make ours look like a baby marriage. My husband started hitting me around year one, which blindsided me as he had always been a loving, caring man. I never saw this coming. Even when it was staring me right in the face. Oh my gosh, OP, get out! Get out, get out, get out! Oh my goodness! He never stopped hitting me. It only evolved from hitting to beating. The cops have been called on multiple occasions and they never do anything. I started to see police officers as nothing more than a decorative object, just there to look good and make you feel safe temporarily. Gosh, this is awful. Today we had a particularly bad day. He didn't get the promotion he wanted, but nobody is. The economy, especially for the working class, is falling apart. Oh, I don't like where this is going. I tried to say this, but he began getting agitated. So I shut up. Then he noticed that I was using Facebook, and I was talking to my brother, and he absolutely lost it, and I just don't understand why. I curled into a ball and waited for him to be done with it. I don't know why I put up with this. Oh my God, this is awful. After I thought he was done, I moved to get up. But he grabbed me and started choking me. Oh my gosh, this is so scary. I honestly thought he was going to end me, but he must have gotten bored or something because he stopped. I've since locked myself in the bathroom and I'm writing this on my laptop. I have no idea what I'm going to do. I have no savings as my husband wanted me to. Oh my gosh, this is so sad. Oh my goodness. Okay. I've since locked myself in the bathroom and I'm writing this on my laptop. I have no idea what I'm going to do. I have no savings as my husband wanted me to be a stay-at-home wife. I don't have a license since mine expired, an oversight on my part, I know. But now he won't take me to get it renewed. I don't even have a tiny bit of change for the bus fare to get to the DSS building, the Depth of Social Services. Not that they'd help me, anyways. The last time I tried, they told me that I couldn't even claim to be homeless because I had somewhere to go back to. Oh. Yes, straight to jail for the husband. Oh my God. And oh my, you've got to have family or someone to lean on. This is awful. Oh my gosh. This is terrible. Is there an update? Okay, there's an update. Here we go. God, I hope it's a good update. This is a lot. Oh okay, here we go. Same post 2 days later. First of all, I'd like to apologize for causing anyone to worry. I've not gotten out yet, but I'm planning on it. My brother is going to pick me up while my husband is at work and take me to an old high school friend's house. She couldn't afford her rent on her own anyways. I've already started looking for jobs in that area. It's going to be nice to work again. I've realized being a stay-at-home anything is not for me. I don't want to have to rely on anybody for my lifestyle, especially if someone could just rip it away from me at any time. Finally, thank you to all of those comments and people who DM to ensure that I am okay. I will answer all the DMs, as there are only 15 of them. As for the comments, I probably won't comment on all of the comments, though, but I am thankful for them. 2 days later, after that, here's another update. So, a lot of stuff happened yesterday. I'm glad my brother was able to help me out, but I shouldn't have gotten him involved. He's 16 and just started driving. He's really good at it, though. Most likely because our father spent a lot of time teaching him before he even turned 16. On private property, of course. Anyways, my brother pulled up and began helping me pack my stuff. Basic necessities like clothes, hygiene products, and my laptop. But for some reason, my husband came home early. Really early. It was like 12:45 p.m. when he pulled in, but I have no idea why he came home so early. As you can probably guess, this situation didn't go very well. He started yelling at me and my brother. His yelling even got the attention of neighbors. Some of them came outside, but nobody did anything. They just all sort of stood there. Anyways, my husband kept screaming at me, calling me all kinds of horrible names. I'm not going to get into what those are, but they seriously pissed off my brother, who started screaming back at him. Things came to a head when my husband grabbed my brother. Oh, I'm not entirely sure what happened. I don't remember. But the next thing I do remember is I was stood in front of my brother, and my husband was on the ground with a bloody nose. The police showed shortly thereafter. I can only assume that one of the neighbors called the police. When they pulled up, my husband went apeshit. The police tried to de-escalate the situation, but my husband made the idiotic choice to lay hands on an officer. Good choice, ex-husband. Way to show your true colors. Good choice. So, long story short, my husband got arrested. The police talked to me, my brother, and the neighbors. I didn't get charged or anything. You're very lucky, OP. Very lucky. And I was terrified I was going to be, but the police said that I was well within my right to punch him. But I should have prioritized de-escalation. Very true. Anyways, after everything was said and done, we left, and I made it to my friend's house without much issue. I'm so happy to be away, and I'm ecstatic to get back into some of my old hobbies. I might take up playing The Elder Scrolls Skyrim. Thank you all for following my story, and I'm so thankful to all the advice, kind words, and everything you've all given me. Wow. That was a roller coaster of a story, but yeah, that husband, he went straight to jail. He instantly, the police were like, nope, you're coming with me straight to jail. But also, it's definitely murdered. Never, ever, ever put hands on someone. Ever. Okay. Like the police said, you should try to de-escalate first. They even teach you that in like Krav Maga training and like a lot of more intense fight style trainings. They teach you to de-escalate first. But sometimes things happen. Sometimes the escalation happens. But wow, what I was like tearing up at the beginning. That is so sad. If you ever are in a situation like this, do what OP did, where you reach out to family and anybody that can help you get out of that situation, because no one deserves to be treated this way. God, I was like welling up this story. Oh my gosh. Top comment. But for some reason, my husband came home early, really early. It was like 12:45 p.m. when he pulled in, but I have no idea why he came home so early. It's called hidden cameras. He checked on her and saw something that had tipped him off. That makes me fear he also has a tracker somewhere in all her things. Not to talk about him knowing her passwords and all. I so hope someone educated her on this and helped her find and get rid of all supervillains. Supervalence, is that how you say that? Supervalence stuff that she unknowingly is carrying with her. That's so scary. Oof. Yep, that man went straight to jail. We murder him. Goodbye. Goodbye. Oof. I don't like it. I don't like it, y'all. These are scary. So far, I feel like he's the worst a-hole of them all. Oh my gosh. Just the worst. My dad is furious that my mom slept with other people in an open marriage he wanted. Let's begin. My parents got married when they were super young. My dad knocked up my mom, and their parents married them off. My grandfather was able to set up some business for my dad in a big city, and they moved there soon after my birth. My mom grew up in a conservative southern town where she was taught to be submissive. And even after moving to the big city, she didn't spend much time socializing. She had no friends and never went out. My dad was only there to provide for us. He was always away on business, and he wasn't there as a husband for my mom or as a father to me. My dad made a lot of money, so we never lacked anything growing up. I became my mom's best friend. We would talk about everything. I pushed her to make friends and to get hobbies. After years of pushing, she started going to a nearby park and made her first friend, a gym trainer. Encouraged by her friend and me, she decided to join a gym. Ruh-roh, husband's not gonna like that. She met a few more people there and started having some semblance of a social life, but she still continued to tell me everything. I think my dad's new secretary gave him the idea, but he asked my mom for an open marriage almost a year ago. He told her he wasn't happy in their marriage and that she wasn't providing him with everything he wanted. My mom, who was a Christian wife, was mortified and told me about the proposal in tears. I suggested she get a divorce, but she said she didn't believe in it and she wouldn't be the one to end their marriage. Oof, that's a tough position to be in. Honestly, take the divorce. Take the divorce. The story that went viral last time, did we not learn? Did we not learn? She obviously didn't read it, but you know. As my dad pushed, I knew exactly where this would end up if my mom agreed. Her friend and I convinced her. My mom was hesitant at first, but she agreed with the condition that they would be completely transparent with each other. My dad was a middle-aged, 41-year-old man with a belly, and my mom was 39, was an athletic woman who worked out regularly. I'm a 22-year-old woman, by the way. I don't know how my dad was so blind or what he thought would happen. I helped create online dating profiles for my mom almost 6 months ago, and after getting an insane amount of matches, choosing from them and chatting with them for months, my mom started hooking up with a few people. Getting all this attention has provided a massive boost to her confidence, and she seems better. My dad hooked up with his secretary almost immediately, and he had very little luck with other ladies. With their transparency thing, my mom tells him all about her hookups. A few weeks ago, my dad screamed at my mom for some minor thing. Usually, my mom would have apologized, but with her new confidence, she didn't back down. It's been constant fights for the last few weeks. My dad keeps starting fights by making snide remarks about my mom's clothing or appearance. He almost even called my mom a whore, but stopped himself. I think open marriage finally sunk in. My mom told me he tried to have a conversation about stopping their open marriage, but she immediately shot it down. I think they'll split up. My dad was never there for either of us, but the thought of my parents splitting up still feels weird. I don't feel bad for my dad, but I wish he'd put more effort into his family. I'm happy for my mom, though. Oh my gosh. Okay, update. 1 month later. Let me grab a sip. A few days after my previous post, my dad left our home and had a divorce served to my mom in a week. My grandparents didn't know about any of this, but my dad told them when he served the divorce papers. He also implied to them that my mom was cheating on him. I beg your finest pardon. This man should be murdered for not only opening the marriage, but for lies. This is straight up lies, blasphemy. Both sets of grandparents came to our home and started berating my mom. I kept screenshots of all my parents' communications, and my mom showed them to them, and it got way worse after that. Grandparents started fighting each other and blaming each other's children for causing all of this. Oh my goodness, it's a whole family affair now. They've included the family. Oh goodness. A few days after this, my mom's old church friends came to our home. Back when my mom used to go to church, they used to look down on her for being from a small town. My mom has always been a very caring and non-judgmental person, so she disagreed with their bigotry, and they began excluding her from activities. After she met her gym friends, my mom stopped going to the church entirely. These church friends started calling my mom a slut, and she kicked them out, as she should! As she should! Oh my goodness, what is happening? It's all falling apart. My mom is on a cut right now. Ooh, she's getting snatched. She's getting super snatched. So she has very defined abs and arms. So along with all the normal stuff getting thrown at her, my grandparents accused her of having a man body. What? She also had a lot of random transphobia thrown at her. Her trainer friends have been great support throughout all this. She contacted the attorney she used for the divorce, and my mom is spending a lot of time at her house. What is happening in this small town? What is going on? People need things to do. They're too invested in this woman's life. And she didn't even start this. She didn't want this at all. Oh, my goodness. I can't. The drama. It's sending me. Continuing. Turns out the business my dad is running is owned by mom. Get him back. It was set up by my mom's dad in her name, so it belongs to her. I did not know this until now, and I assumed that my dad owned it. The whole situation is a huge mess right now. Dad is living in some hotel, and my grandparents left yesterday after a week of fighting and trying to force my parents back together. I know there's a lot more divorce drama to come, but I hope it calms down for now. Oh, it's escalating. It's escalating. Oh, there's another update. We're going. We're still going. Okay. Lock in, everyone. Everyone properly lock in. Grab your champagne or your wine or your Coke Zero. It's about to go down. A lot of shit has happened since my last update. Firstly, I want to thank all the well wishes on my previous post. Writing these posts has helped me process the stuff that's happening. So I'm making another one. Thank you. You're delightful. We appreciate you. My mom's attorney, the one recommended by my mom's gym friend Lisa, has been a great help. She walked my mom through what's going to happen and reassured her. She started looking through the company stuff in preparation for the divorce proceedings, and we found a lot of shocking stuff. I don't know why I was surprised by this, but my dad was having affairs for a long time. He used company resources to book flights and resorts at holiday destinations. There were receipts for many trips with multiple women spanning the last 10 years because he was always absent from our lives. My mom didn't suspect anything, and I didn't seem like he made any effort to hide it. Oh my god, this is insane. Oh no. Which I should have guessed from the beginning, but oh my god. Okay. He also used the company email to talk to his secretary about the affair stuff. Turns out they were months before my dad asked my mom for an open relationship. This is what we gathered from their emails after months of their affair. So the secretary didn't want to remain a mistress. So she started pestering my dad to get a divorce. And they have email evidence of this. Oh my gosh. Hang him out to dry. This will make the divorce, like, clean. It'll make it so clean. But they wanted my mom to initiate so that he could get a massive chunk of the company. The secretary came up with the idea of asking my mom for the open relationship. They hoped that my mom would be horrified and then ask for a divorce. They were caught off guard when my mom agreed. This is so juicy. Like, I'm very sorry, OP. This is very dramatic, and I'm terribly sorry for you, but this is like... Ooh! Ooh! Continuing, my dad got jealous when my mom started having sex. Of course he did. After initiating the divorce, he deleted all emails and told his secretary to do it too. Unfortunately for him, they were still stored in the company's email server. This is delicious. Delicious. I haven't seen my dad in over a month. All of his communication has been through his attorney. He apparently wants half the company. My mom's attorneys are still looking for more evidence, but they told us that they don't expect him to get much with the evidence they have. Lisa has been supporting my mom through the whole ordeal. She also got a divorce because her husband cheated on her. So she's been helping my mom a lot. We love Lisa. We love Lisa. Ooh. Ooh. This is delicious. This is so good. Another update. Lock in. Here we go. Hey guys, I was cleaning out some saved passwords on my laptop today and I stumbled back into this throwaway account. Rereading my old post from 2022. This is 4 years later. Oh! Oh my God. Okay. Rereading my old post from 2022 was a wild trip. It honestly feels like a lifetime ago. I know it's been 4 years, but since the dust has completely settled and there was also a lot of messages asking for an update, I figured I'd finally post a real update for anyone who remembers this mess. Oh, we are freshly remembering it. It is fresh for us. The divorce dragged on for a bit because my dad fought tooth and nail for half the business. But like we found out back then, my grandpa set the whole thing up in my mom's name. Once his lawyers realized that going to trial meant a judge would see exactly how much the company money he blew on his 10 years of affairs and the other criminal headaches that might come with it, he folded. He took a sizable make-him-go-away payout to sign the papers and it was officially booted from the company. Bye-bye. Straight to jail. Straight to Madurderland. We would Madurder you. My mom kept everything. She didn't want the stress of running it day to day, so she made herself a chairman. She hired a real CEO and management team to do all the heavy lifting, so now she just oversees the big picture and collects the profits. Ooh, diva energy. Diva, we love it! With all her free time, she actually went to business with her trainer friend Lisa. They opened a boutique gym together a couple of years ago. Lisa runs the fitness side, and my mom handles the business end. She's 43 now, still absolutely shredded and living her best life. She also is casually dating a guy who is also divorced. They've been seeing each other for a few months, taking trips, and just having fun with zero pressure. She is so completely different from the quiet, submissive woman she was when I was growing up. I love that for her. As for my dad, well, he married the secretary. Turns out when you aren't using your wife's company to fund luxury vacations, life is a lot less glamorous. They live a pretty downsized, average life now. I'm 26 now, and I'm very low contact with him. We get lunch maybe twice a year, and it's always stiff and awkward. He still tries to make bitter, passive-aggressive digs about my mom, but I just ignore it or change the subject. Looking back, my dad's genius plan to ask for an open marriage so he could run off with his secretary and steal my mom's company was the best thing that ever happened to us. It totally backfired on him, and it gave my mom the push she needed to realize she didn't need him. Thanks to everyone who rooted for her for 4 years. Wow. That's crazy. Top comment. I don't know about real life, but every movie or TV show where the dad runs the business that is actually owned by his fiance seems to result in either tragedy or comedy. Yes, sir. That's insane. Could go with the story and tell the usual twist of his business is, in reality is hers, and she has the last laugh. Ooh, so this person's thinking it's fake. Interesting. I mean, it could be fake. I guess so. It's tough with Reddit. It's really tough to decipher if things are real or fake or not. Like, I have no real gauge on it. So let me know in the comment section down below if you've read this story and do you agree with this commenter? Like, do you think it's fake? Let's see. Is there any other updates? No, I thought that was it. Wow, that one was delicious. Do we have time for one more? I think we have time for one more. Let's find a juicy one. Ooh, we got some tea here. The guy, 28 male. I, 26 female, am seeing has a serious girlfriend. Let's dive in. I've been seeing Nate for about 2 months now, and I really, really like him. I met him at the gym. When we first got together, he took me out to dinner and then asked if I wanted to come back to his place. Before we hooked up, he said he wasn't looking for anything serious and that he's seeing other people. I was okay with that. I really liked the guy, so I said, sure. Honesty points for him. Interesting. I see him every weekend or so to the point where I definitely consider Nate my next boyfriend, but we hadn't talked about taking that next step. One night, I was sleeping over at his place, and I saw a text on his phone that said, "Good night, baby. Love you." And I was floored. I know his passcode from playing music off his phone, so I took a peek, and it was clear. He had a long-time girlfriend. I don't know what came over me, but I was livid. I know he was seeing other people, but not that he had a full-blown girlfriend that he says I love you to. Yeah, that's not great. So I take away those honesty points right off the top. I'm going to take those back. Sorry, my guy. I immediately confronted Nate about it, and he just said that it wasn't any of my business. Wasn't any of your business? What do you mean it's not any of my business? You said you wanted nothing serious. What? Pardon me while I pass away. This man is straight to Moderderland. Have we redeemed any of the men from these stories? I don't think so. They're all going to be Moderdered in this dark noir that I'm starring in, if you didn't know. I'm not actually. This is a joke, okay? It's a joke. Oh my goodness. When I pushed him on it, he said she knows everything. That they're long distance and eventually she'll move in with him, but until then, they're fine with casual relationships on the side. Then he immediately drove me home and hasn't responded to me since. I feel like I have a right to be upset because he didn't give me the full extent of his other relationships. Yeah. Yeah. I'm also not sure if I trust that she knows about him seeing other girls, because that seems like a line he just used. And if he dropped you off and said nothing about it, yes! Yes! That's 100% it. 100%. That he literally was like, she lets me see whoever I want. Now get in the car. Drives you home, says nothing. Guilt. Guilty. Guilty. The girl's name is like burned into my head. So do I try to reach out to her? Part of me still wants to fix things with Nate. If I could, because I really do like him, but I have no clue. Girl, reach out to the girlfriend, I'm telling you. 3 days later, I did it. I told the girlfriend. I ended up finding her on Instagram. When I got access to her feed, it was mind-blowing. She had so many pictures of her and Nate together, dating back to like 4 years ago. He's taken her to Iceland for her birthday. They've spent New Year's in a fancy ski lodge. Honestly, seeing all that made me seethe. Because other than like two nice dinners, Nate and I mostly stayed in. I also knew he was well off, but not like birthday trips to Iceland well off. Now I feel like I hardly know anything about him. So I messaged the girlfriend and I told her what happened, that I'd been seeing Nate for a couple of months now. She knew already. She said pretty much exactly what he said, that while they're apart, they don't mind if they both have casual relationships with other people. I asked her if she knew why he didn't tell me about her, and she just said he's a pretty private person. He doesn't share more than he feels necessary. I asked her if there was a way to get him to respond to me so I could say I'm sorry, and she could... Ew, okay, this is getting messy. I asked her if there was a way to get him to respond to me so I could say I'm sorry, and she just said that he's sending a pretty clear message, and that she hoped she gave me some closure, but... It would be in everyone's best interest to please no contact either of us again. Which, okay. Ouch. No need to treat me like I'm a child. Now I'm blocked. I text Nate to apologize and ask if we could get coffee to talk it through, but he hasn't responded. So that's the update. Pretty much the strangest relationship situation I've ever been in. And I'm at a loss. I really liked him. This sucks.
Dang. I don't like that. Yeah, that's upsetting. I mean, I guess he didn't lie, although it feels like a lie. Like, I feel like we've been lied to. But then again, I'm trying to think of it from, like, his POV, because maybe he's told girls in the past, like, I have a serious girlfriend, we're long distance, blah, 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 and then, like, every time it just doesn't work out for him, maybe. Like, it's probably harder to find women. But I don't know. I would feel exactly like this OP, that I would feel betrayed and like, yeah, not looking for anything serious is fine. Like, that's okay. Like, I'm glad you're being honest. But then you're basically just, he's using her just to get off, which is not okay. Because, like, she's obviously, like, really interested in him. So he's kind of, like, using her in a way. But, and it's, like, crazy that the girlfriend's like, yeah, maybe don't talk. Like, oof. Oof. Yeah. I'm trying to find a top comment here. One of the rare times the partner is actually okay with it. Yeah.
I'm convinced she probably tried reaching out again after this. Oof. I hope not for OP. It might just be better to like walk away. To be frank to OOP, I'm in an open relationship and I do tell people explicitly that I'm in an open relationship. Everyone knows my significant other is out there and she is who I go home to. There's no mistaking where the relationship would go. Yeah. A lot of commenters are saying, like, he should have been clearer about that. Yeah. Ooh, this one's interesting. The major idiot here seems to be OOP. She was totally hoping that the girlfriend didn't know so she could get to Nate to angrily contact her since he had more money than OOP expected. Oof. I guess Nate could have been clear that he had a main relationship, but he already told OOP that she wasn't the only one he was sleeping with. So she was always just a fling. Oof. Oof, I don't know. Tell me in the comments below, how do we feel about that one? I don't know. I feel a little. I feel like he should have just been honest. But again, like he probably has been honest with past women, and then they're like, oh, you're in a relationship, and then they just like run off. You know what I mean? Like, ugh. I don't know. I don't know, y'all. Dating's hard out there right now, but I think the best thing you can do is just be honest. Just be as honest as you can be. Ooh. Oh no. Okay, how long is this one? Oh my God. There's so many good ones. Best of Redditor updates. You're my favorite. The official last one. I never wanted to be a father until I turned 45 this year. Now I feel my biological clock and I want to be a father more than anything. But I'm married to a child-free woman. Here we go. For my entire life, I never wanted kids. I never wanted to be a father, a stepfather, a foster father, an adoptive father, or any kind of father. Kids and parenting wasn't for me, and it was like that my whole life until I turned 45 earlier this year. And it was like a switch flipped. I can feel my biological clock ticking. It's a complete 180 because I want kids. I want to be a father more than anything I've ever wanted anything in my life. I think that was, he wrote that weird. But anyways, my older brother and every one of my cousins has at least two kids, if not more, and now I want to do that too. The problem is that I'm married to a child-free woman. I was so happy back when I met her since I was also child-free and it was hard to find a woman who doesn't want kids. She doesn't want motherhood in any capacity. She's 43 and will never agree to having kids or being a mother. As recently as this summer, she commented on how glad she is to not have kids. Our relationship will be destroyed when I tell her. But I want this so bad. I know we can't stay married. No one knows I've changed my mind. Haven't told my wife or anyone else. What to do in this situation? I want to take a second and think on this because I feel like the best thing you can do is be honest and talk to her about it and see, because maybe she's changed her mind too. You know, communication is important. Start there. And also, I would love to know why the flip. What did you see that made you change your mind? Because wanting kids is more than just like, I want to be a father. You know what I mean? Like there's a lot of work that goes into that. It's the next 20 years of your life raising a human. What changed your mind? I'm very curious. All right. Ooh. 4 years and 3 months later. I forgot that I'd posted here until recently. I did receive some messages asking for an update with regard to my situation and whether or not I spoke to my wife about wanting to be a father. I did work up the courage to tell my wife, and it did not go well. Oh, her feelings had not changed, and I ended up seeking a divorce. In hindsight, I realized I should have told her sooner and not tried to hide it. I take responsibility for not telling her sooner. Oof. I told her about a month after posting here. Our divorce was official the following summer. That's so fast. After my divorce, I decided to move to the city. I wanted to have more opportunities to meet people, and it was closer to my family. I ended up meeting my wife when I joined a walking club. We're both on the same page about wanting a serious relationship leading to marriage and children. My wife's first husband had wanted kids, but he changed his mind. Oh. I made sure we were both on the same page and knew what we wanted. I love my wife. She's intelligent. She's kind. I can't say enough about her. We got married last year after 2 wonderful years together. I'm 48 now, and my wife is 33 years old.
and we purchased a house near both of our families. We had to spend most of our combined savings for the deposit, but it was worth it. My wife and I chose to do a IUI procedure, and she gave birth to our son last month. Before we got married, we both agreed we would be content to have only one child. Reading is hard because I know it was quite stressful for my wife when she had the IUI procedure. I don't know what that is. Anybody know? Educate me in the comments. It was very stressful for us both. My wife is on paternal leave right now. She is a solicitor, and we are fortunate that her firm will allow her to work part-time until our son starts attending school, and then she can return to a full-time position. I left my job before my wedding to go to the civil service. There is more stability and a better salary. Most importantly, though, I don't have to work long hours. The only thing I regret is how I handled the situation with my first marriage. Not the rest. I'm beyond tired all the time now, but I can't imagine my life any other way. Interesting. Top comment. I can't blame him for changing his mind, but I cannot for the life of me imagine what his ex-wife was feeling. Yeah, that's shocking. Again, I would love to know why the sudden switch. What changed it? There's a comment under that top comment. Says, a doctor in my hometown married a woman. She wanted kids and he didn't. She chose to stay and give up her dreams of a family. Many years later, when she was past childbearing age, he comes out as gay and divorces her. Whoa! Girl, that should be a Redditor comment. Best Redditor update thing. Oh my gosh. Well, I hope you enjoyed this reading of Best of Redditor updates. I had a glorious time with you. And thank you all so much for blowing up the last one. I hope this one does just as well and continues so that you'll subscribe and stay in the Delulu canoe. Reddit stories always make me feel Delulu because it's other people's drama that we're invited to and we get to give commentary on. But thank you all so much. Be sure to check out our Patreon to support this YouTube channel. I would greatly appreciate it. And I will see you all in the next upload. Stay Delulu, because it's the Salulu. And we're going to madurter them all. Oh, I think this last story, we wouldn't madurter her. Or him. We appreciate the honesty. Bye-bye.